That West girl is on my line trying to clarify things. She wanted to speak to you.
Okay, so I'm out of time, and the problem is that's a biggie. Do me a favor, ask her the follow-up.
I did. She's trying to clean it up. I already heard the conversation, and I told her, I said, listen.
I need to know how.
She said that she was able to clock in and out regardless whether her schedule were AutoZone. It didn't overlap.
So she says she worked for AutoZone?
She said she did work for
AutoZone. So if she could just clarify where she's living currently,
mm-hmm.
because she claimed to us that it was an investment property in Delaware when she bought the house.
She said Philadelphia.
She says she's living in Philly?
She said that her mom comes to Philadelphia. She did say
it. Okay, good.
That
and because we're servicing in Allentown.
She said her mom is down in Philadelphia with her, and they gave her the permission to clock in and out on her mom's cell phone. The coordinator, the clock in and out on the mom's cell phone.
I can tell you that straight up. But it's fine. And ask her where she's living currently and what her hours were for AutoZone.
Okay.
So where she's living currently, what her hours were for AutoZone.
Mm-hmm.
And if Angela had another job. And I'll call Angela later.
Angela's on the phone.
Good, perfect. And Angela, did you have another job? Because it's very unclear. We just want to, just want to clarify because they're asking us questions and, you know, which might indicate Medicaid fraud, so we just need to get the stuff on the record.
Okay.
Whatever it is, I'll pull the call next week.
Okay?
Because once it's recorded, I'm just... Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a day on this thing.